A court ruling last year threatened to close the state's virtual schools until a compromise deal was reached in March with lawmakers. Enrollment was capped at 5,300 students, and at Governor Doyle's request, a mandatory audit was implemented to keep online academies accountable. Mary Bell is president of the Wisconsin Education Association Council, or WEAC. The group originally filed suit against the state's largest virtual school, the Wisconsin Virtual Academy. Bell says she's taking a wait-and-see approach to see how virtual schools size up during the audit process.
So that it is over the course of the next few years, as we look at what those audits bring in for information, that we'll get a better idea about the role that virtual education should play in the state of Wisconsin, and to give us a better picture of how those schools are performing and for what students they may be the most appropriate environment.
Kurt Berglund, principal of the Wisconsin Virtual Academy, says some staffers are concerned over the term audit. He says it will mean schools have to measure a variety of criteria.
Contact time with students, to the achievement of the students, to what a typical day is like for a student in a virtual academy, to what we're spending our money on. It's pretty much top to bottom.
Berglund says despite all the controversy over virtual schools last winter, fall enrollment is at 950 students, roughly 100 more than last year. Both Berglund and WEAC's Mary Bell agree that school funding remains a major issue for all schools in the state. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.